And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And Zoe Bingley-Pullen. So lovely to see you as well.
Good morning, Zoe. How are we all?
We do join you right around the country every Sunday morning, which means that we're connecting states who are very sunny, such as you. I can see you, Zoe. You're in a singlet there.
I am indeed. I've got to say, there is rain on the horizon, but it's going to be 32 degrees, so it's the typical manic Sydney weather.
That's very lovely. In Melbourne, we're starting to see some sunshine, which is lovely because it's now December next week. But as we know, it's warming up, and so we all know the sun-safe messages that come with that. We know the risks of skin cancer. We all know that we should be slip-slop-slapping, and now they've added seeking shade and sliding on sunglasses there as well. But the stats show, Gerald, that many of the men in our lives are not paying heed to these messages.
Just a little puzzled that last week we were celebrating International Men's Day, Zoe, weren't we? And this week we're getting into the blokes.
Yes. Not getting
Maybe the message isn't getting
education through. Education.
Well, then
support.
Why isn't the education working? Because this slogan's been around for 25 years.
Mm. Look,
do we need a new slogan?
Even as my husband was walking out to do markets today, I threw a bottle of sun cream at him. I was like, because he literally came back as a lobster when he was working yesterday. So I was like, you need sunblock.
Yes. Perhaps it's too the activities that we see men do, whether they're tradies or they go surfing or, you know, golf, cricket. I don't know. But it is a shame that perhaps the message is not getting through, that we need sun protection. So first up, we chat with Dr. Claire Tait, President of the Australasian College of Dermatologists, on the latest statistics on what's called our national cancer, because we do have the highest rate of skin cancer in the world.
Mm.
So it's not something to dismiss. We do hear the messages every year, but let's not dismiss it.
No, not at all.
And there is no such thing as a healthy tan.
Yes, unfortunately, even with that beautiful vitamin D that we get from it.
Yes. So we also take a look at what's become a very hot topic, pardon the pun, Australia-wide, and that's the new reforms sweeping some of our states that will see pharmacists trialled to prescribe medications. Gerald.
This will be a fascinating chat, Jo, with Angela Stathopoulos, who is the Education Development Manager for Chemist Warehouse. And look, to me, it's well overdue. We should have been doing this generations ago. 20 years ago, we knew this pressure on public hospitals and on GP practices was going to arise. So this, now there's a lot of work still to be done because there's a scope of this and the education to back it up. But the process has to benefit the patient.
And I find it so interesting because, as you know, as a pharmacist, they are the first point of call for a lot of people as well. That's where they actually go to get the education, whether it be from supplements or to medication. So I think it's a fantastic incentive and long overdue.
And a bit of a signpost. I mean, you would hope the pharmacist would say, yes, I can help, or no, I can't. Mm. The trouble is, no, I can't often puts that person under pressure straight away. Mm. Now what?
Yeah, right.
Now what? It's a Saturday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm.
Can't go to the doctor.
Yes.
Worst time to ever go to a hospital is on a Saturday. Mm. What do I do now?
And we're hearing it's so hard to even get an appointment with GPs in so many communities. So, yes, it's a very interesting development and something that we will explore with Angela Stathopoulos, the Education and Development Manager for Chemist Warehouse. Also, GQ, we're looking at the benefits of ashwagandha.
Yes, a wonderful herb for stress and sleep and memory and all those things. So we'll chat about that later on.
Yes, looking forward to that. Plus, we would love you to give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you have, whether it's about what to eat, a supplement to take, if you have a symptom you require a little bit of easing of. Give us a call, with your question, 131 873. We've got Zoe and Gerald here to answer your questions. Next up, fighting our nation's skin cancer battle on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Lococo Keto Meal Replacement Shakes for $49.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Do give us a call with any questions you have for your health. We'll get to those in just a moment. But first, for decades now, we've been told to slip on a shirt, slop on sunscreen, slap on a hat. I feel like we can sing the song as we say that. We now slide on our sunnies and seek shade as well when we head outdoors during the warmer months. And joining us on the line is Dr. Claire Tait, President of the Australasian College of Dermatologists, on behalf of National Skin Cancer Action Week. Welcome to the show, Claire.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, we understand that this year's campaign has a focus on men. Can you explain why that is?
Yes. So the National Skin Cancer Action Week occurs every year, but this year the focus is on men, particularly men aged 40 to 59. And the reason is that recent research has shown that men, particularly in this age group, just aren't practicing safe sun protective habits. So, for instance, probably about less than half of men are regularly seeking shade during the summer months. Less than a third are regularly using sunscreen. And almost half are often or always outside in the peak UV hours. So this is really worrying because we think that children, you know, establish really good habits because of school education, the slip, slop, slap, slide, seek message is really getting through. But there's now a significant cohort of individuals and particularly adults that don't seem to be getting that message and certainly changing their behaviours as a result. And it's very important because a very significant number of skin cancers are caused by ultraviolet radiation from sun exposure. We know that about 95% of melanomas are caused by sun exposure. So these are almost entirely preventable if we all do the right thing all of the time and protect our skins.
Claire, my husband basically is bang on that demographic. He's 53 and literally never wears sunblock. As he was walking out today, I threw a bottle of sunblock because he's working at a market in Cronulla. And how can I communicate this to him? Because I don't want to be this wife that just sort of harpers on, do I go with stats? Do I go with, you know, that message? How can I kind of render down how important this is?
Yeah, well, I wish I had the answer to that. It certainly is very challenging. I think that one of the great ways for particularly men with families to get the message is to talk about modelling. So, you know, if we have good behaviours, then our children and young people around us are more likely to pick up on those behaviours, and they're much more likely to do it if they see us doing it rather than just hear us talking about it. So I found that quite helpful in my own practice to talk about that. But I think the statistics really speak for themselves. You know, melanoma can be a very serious life-threatening cancer, and they are preventable. And we need to keep protecting our skin throughout our whole life. So I think we just have to keep trying to get that message across. And that's why we're so pleased to have this campaign with government funding really targeting this age group and this demographic to really try and get the message across. It really does matter, and your skin is worth protecting.
Claire, life's all about balance, as you know, and I feel there are so many messages about this particular aspect of health, because on the one hand, we're saying be very, very careful and do this and do that. On the other hand, we're saying you need sunshine to keep your vitamin D levels at a sufficient level. So there straight away is confusion. I think there was someone ran a campaign last year saying sunshine kills, which I thought was an over-dramatisation and was an awful campaign, whoever did that. But how do we get the balance? Where do we start? Bearing in mind this message has been around a long time, and maybe we need to attack it in a different way.
Yeah, look, again, really good point. So I think that the message that we are trying to put across is that it's when the UV index is greater than 3 that we really need to be careful with our skin. That's when the damage sets in. And there are fantastic, you know, there's a SunSmart app that you can go on every day. I've just been on it this morning. It told me that I really need to protect my skin from 10 to 8 till 10 past 4 today. I'm in Perth in Western Australia. So, you know, it's not every time you step outside, but be aware of the high risk times, and that's the time to protect your skin. The vitamin D message has been confusing, and I think there's still a lot we need to learn about vitamin D, but we can easily take oral supplements, which are very safe. So if someone is known to be low in vitamin D and they're thinking about how they can best get their levels up, by all means, be outside when the UV index is less than 3, but you can easily supplement with oral tablets. But go and talk to your GP. They're the first port of call, and they'll be able to advise you.
Claire, it's quite interesting. My daughter, they've had it really, you know, honed down to them. But she did come home the other day and said, "Mum, did you know that sunscreen's bad for you, for the environment?" And I was like, "Oh, no." So when it comes to sunscreen, what should we be looking for?
So there are two really important things to look for on your tube of sunscreen or your bottle of sunscreen. One is that it's 50 plus, and the other is that it's labelled broad spectrum, because traditionally some sunscreens have only been good at blocking out part of the dangerous ultraviolet radiation, not all of it. And we now know we need to protect ourselves against what we call UVA and UVB, whereas in the past, some sunscreens were really only geared to protect against UVB. So if it says broad spectrum 50 plus on it, it will be a good quality sunscreen. Mm-hmm. In terms of environmental damage, I mean, I think that, again, this is something that we are going to understand much more in time, and we probably don't have all the information at the moment. And as we gather information, hopefully more environmentally friendly sunscreens will come online. But at the moment, we just have a responsibility to protect our skin in the best way we can. If you can protect it with clothing, close woven clothing, that's a great way to go. Seeking shade, doing all the other things in that campaign. But ultimately, we will all have exposed skin. And the advantages of using sunscreen, I think, are still far more important than the disadvantages.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Claire Tait. It's absolutely important that we prevent. Prevention is better than cure, of course. Never be complacent about your skin, and also make sure you keep those skin checkups up to date as well, I'm sure you would say.
Yes, absolutely. All those things are really important messages. And we do encourage people to be skin aware. Know what your own skin looks like. Know what your partner's skin looks like. And if you notice any changes, it's so important to go and have a check early with your local doctor, who can then refer you to a dermatologist if necessary.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thanks for joining us from WA. It was a very early morning for you.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You have a great day. And we will get to your calls next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's one-a-day milk thistle for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Joe Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Anne in Llandilloo, New South Wales.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, it's near Richmond.
Beautiful.
In New South Wales.
How can we help you, Anne?
Yes, if you could, please. I have recently had COVID. The blood test that came back, it has affected my liver and iron levels. My GP wants me to start iron tabs today, so I have to find out a dose rate. But I take a herbal supplement, and she doesn't know whether I could still keep taking that with iron tablets. I take capsules, green lip muscles, and turmeric.
First of all, Anne, there is no issue with you taking iron. The big challenge with iron is that a lot of the supplements can upset your tummy. There are now gummies out which you can chew, which are a sustained-release iron product. Your pharmacy has that, and you just have one each day with some food. Perhaps breakfast is the best time. And iron-rich foods are very important, and Zoe will give you a list of a couple, and you don't need a lot of these. These are to supplement the iron that you'll be enjoying, chewing, and enjoying pleasantly flavoured without any tummy issues. And from a liver perspective, there is a herb called milk thistle, which your pharmacist has, and that's going to get your liver back to pre-COVID times. So what sort of foods, Zoe?
It's interesting, obviously. So you need about 18 milligrams a day of iron. And to give you an example, 100 grams of liver. Now, before you bark at it and think, I'm not going to start eating liver, I'll give you some creative ways.
Thank you.
That will give you about 40 to 50% of your recommended daily intake. So now that I'm going to divulge this. So my spaghetti bolognese, not that Emily knows, because Emily doesn't like to eat red meat. So I put 100 grams of liver in with the other meats as well. And you can't taste it if you're actually combining it. But obviously other foods, like all red meat, the redder it is, the higher the iron content. But again, lots of seafood, like your oysters, are a great source of iron in there as well. But you do want to kind of understand what's going on. Why is your iron levels going? It could be that COVID's affected your gut absorption. You might want to look a little bit at leaky gut syndrome, a little bit of slippery elm in the gut as well. And also in practice, we're actually looking at iron a little bit differently now. It's not recommended, unless your iron levels are really low, to take it every day. From an absorption point of view, we recommend we take it every second day, particularly also from a maintenance level as well, because that just helps to support the gut. But getting that slippery elm or a good probiotic in there is just going to make sure that all those little perforation or inflammation that you've got through the gut kind of get plugged up, and we absorb everything as effectively as we can.
But for you, Anne, because you've had this diagnosis from your doctor, it is every day. You take it every day until your next blood test, when the doctor will see whether your levels have returned to normal or not.
All the best with that, Anne. Brian in Bayview, good morning.
Hello, Brian.
Oh, good morning. Yes, I've been diagnosed with a small hiatus hernia and mild reflux. Yes. My doctor has given me a script. I've done some homework and I'm certainly worried about the side effects. I'm wondering if there's something else I can take that's an alternative.
Your doctor would have given you a prescription for a proton pump inhibitor, Brian, which in the short term is probably wise, because we need to get it back under control. Once you've reduced your production of acid in your tummy to allow that area to actually heal, you then can regularly take something like slippery elm, which Zoe mentioned before, which will coat that sensitive area and mean that you won't get a return of the reflux. So get the prescription, take it for probably 3 to 4 weeks, fix the problem, then maintain good gut health, and you'll be fine. Smaller meals, earlier eating, slow it down, eat sitting at the table, not watching TV where it's mindless, and just enjoy your food.
Yeah. And look, we talk about sort of that acidity versus alkalinity style diet. So what we want to find is a diet that's more sort of alkaline. So what that means is a reduction in red meat. So to give you an example, what that kind of looks like on your plate is palm width of red meat, about 100 grams. We don't actually need much more than that, but you do need to make sure you've got all those beautiful leafy greens and lots of coloured veggies in there. When I have a steak, I've always got roasted capsicum. I've got a salad on the side, a little bit of feta cheese, some nuts and seeds. Don't forget that nuts have got such a beautiful form of anti-inflammatories. 30 grams of nuts a day is the recommended intake. And that will give you a huge amount of omega fats plus protein. And it's very alkalizing.
Thanks so much for your call there, Brian. Now, before we get to the break, I just wanted to mention, Gerald, would you agree that one of the most common questions we get is about sleep? Not just people want more of it, but better quality sleep as well.
Well, and it always fascinates me, Joe, that there are underlying issues, and it's a vicious cycle because there's no doubt that poor sleep quality is involved in the development of chronic disease. And there are some issues like neuropathic pain or nerve pain which actually keep you awake at night. If you don't sleep, you get more pain. If you get more pain, you don't sleep. So it goes round and round and round and round.
Yes.
And we don't put the value on sleep from a recuperative perspective, that we should. It's been pushed into the background because we don't have time to sleep.
Yes.
So the world's gone mad. We have to allocate time for restful sleep and recuperative sleep and quality sleep.
It's true. Well, here's some great advice shared by Maura Jung, who's the chief executive of the Sleep Health Foundation, during the week. She says we can make a big difference to our sleep by what we do during the day.
Yes.
And I love this, that actually good sleep at night starts during the day.
Yes.
I loved she made a point of connecting physical activity, particularly with how well we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between the days where we don't exercise and the days where we do can really connect with our sleep.
Sure.
So I very much talk to my clients about sort of our cortisol levels and our melatonin levels, and we have peaks and troughs throughout the day as well. Often what happens particularly is that our cortisol is at its highest in the morning, and what we tend to do is we tend to load it up with lots of sugar and caffeine. Mm. So we start this vicious cycle now. So really, eating that good quality food, eating regularly, working with your stress levels helps you so much in the end of the day.
Absolutely, yes. They mentioned breathing exercises.
Nice.
Learning proper breathing exercises during the day will help you at night, because it'll become kind of more habitual.
How often do we talk deep breathing to make a difference?
Absolutely love it. So we wish you all beautiful sleep as we go about our lives. Next up, the new community health trials enabling pharmacists to prescribe medicines on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's one-a-day milk thistle for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. One of the most significant stories in the pharmacy world in recent weeks has been the new health reforms in New South Wales to trial pharmacists at prescribing medication. And joining us on the line to explain this is Angela Stathopoulos, Professional Services Education and Development Manager for Chemist Warehouse. Good morning there, Ange.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, very well. So can you tell us about this new legislation in New South Wales? Because we understand it's already underway in Queensland and that the Victorian government also intends to follow. So it's something that hopefully maybe will roll out across the country?
Absolutely. And there are other states looking at it as well. So South Australia is definitely looking, and Tasmania made an announcement this week as well. But just in terms of New South Wales, the government has announced a trial for pharmacists to be authorised to prescribe certain medications. They're looking at the urinary tract infection prescribing in the first instance, but there will be other things as well. And they've also announced expansions to the number of vaccines that pharmacists can administer as well.
It's interesting, Angela. I think obviously through COVID, people got used to going and getting vaccinated from their pharmacists. I think it's fantastic. What other things can we see with these reforms?
Well, essentially what you will see is about a 12-month trial allowing pharmacists to prescribe for things like urinary tract infections and other simple things like skin ailments, ear infections and hormonal contraception. But this will obviously happen after appropriate training has happened, and happened very much protocol-driven.
Angela, good morning. Terrific to talk to you. Now, surely this is, in my view, one of the most exciting developments ever in our profession. This is taking us back to the hardcore patient care.
Mm.
And you would have been reading in some of the medical media that there is a lot of misunderstanding here, that pharmacists will be working collaboratively as primary healthcare professionals to the betterment of patients. Now, that message obviously needs to get through, but what we're trying to do, aren't we, is make it easier for the average patient to either get initial care or continuing care. Is that a fair comment?
Absolutely, Gerald. You hit the nail on the head. I'm certainly very excited to be a pharmacist at the moment, because it is definitely the most exciting time that I've seen in my 25-odd years.
Mm.
And it really is about better access for patients and leveraging off the capabilities of different health professionals to give them options to get timely access to both care and medications.
Mm. Good
it's
work.
Interesting. Obviously, we used to going to the doctor, getting our pharmacist. Where's the safety in all of this? Because obviously, you know, we tend to think our doctors are like, you know, godlike. But I mean, I've had such great advice from my pharmacist, far outweighing the advice I've had from my doctor in the past. But obviously, people want to feel confident with this decision.
Absolutely. So, look, the reality is that this won't happen without appropriate training, and the Australian Pharmacy Board has actually commissioned the Australian Pharmacy Council to actually develop standards around pharmacist prescribing training, and they're the body that actually accredit all of the pharmacy degrees in Australia and New Zealand and all of the continuing professional development for our profession.
Angela, I think the quote from the Health Minister, Mark Butler, was interesting when he said that he believes all health professionals should work as at close to their full scope as possible. This is giving pharmacists a chance to do that.
That's exactly right, and it's no secret that Australia is lagging behind other OECD countries with respect to pharmacist scope of practice. Pharmacists have been prescribing for UTI in New Zealand for many, many years. They're prescribing in the UK, in parts of Canada, in the US, and so COVID has, and to all of the natural disasters, has actually made health departments stand up and look to pharmacists for the value that they can provide, and they've proven that they can do it safely and to the betterment of patients.
And we do see that GPs and emergency departments are under extreme pressure, so this is intended to alleviate that?
Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, look, at its core, it's about patients and it's about Australians being able to get equitable access to healthcare that they need. And, again, it's leveraging off the skill sets of different health professionals to be able to do that, and also to alleviate some of the pressure for GPs and for emergency departments.
Oh, thank you so much, Angela, for clarifying all of that.
My pleasure.
Thanks,
you have
Angela.
A great day, Angela. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Sharon in Warrandyte.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, hi there. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How can we help? How can we help?
I have an issue with bruising. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not injured, I just tend to bruise. I bruise very easily, and they're quite large bruises.
Now, are you taking aspirin or any of those sorts of things, Sharon, which may bring the risk of bruising higher? Anything at all?
No, I'm not taking aspirin. I'm taking, I've got the milk thistle.
Yes.
And the ashwagandha, that's what I'm taking. Yeah, and I've also got a vitamin B supplement from my GP.
Okay. And that, but no, no medications for blood thinning of any way?
No.
Okay.
No.
Terrific. Look, the easiest thing, I'd be certainly mentioning it to your doctor next time you're there, because it isn't normal that you bruise easily. But in the meantime, use arnica. You can apply arnica cream to those bruises, which will rapidly settle down the injury, the damaged tissue underneath, and use it as often as you want. It's perfectly safe, but please mention it to your GP next time you're there, and he may run a blood test for you.
Yeah, definitely. We do want foods rich in flavonoids. So these are kind of like those colourful foods. So oranges, tangerines. So if you can increase some of those foods, they do tend to help. But again, I had a client recently that was taking turmeric and lots of fish oils, and that was the reason why they were actually bruising.
All the best with that, Sharon. And we'll get to more calls next, plus supporting our memory recall on the A to Z of vitamins.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can't quite keto on the go? Turn to Lakako Keto Meal Replacement Shakes from Chemist Warehouse, a clean, nutritious shake that's low in sugar and carbs to support ketosis. It's packed with probiotics, prebiotics, vitamins and minerals, and no artificial sweeteners. Make keto quick, easy and tasty with Lakako Keto Meal Replacement Shakes. Only $49.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Go Ashwagandha for $40.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of vitamins, Gerald. We're talking ashwagandha. A for ashwagandha today.
And doesn't it roll off the tongue?
Love it.
Withania somnifera. Now, we need to get one thing straight. So a lot of the herbs we talk about are magic herbs, but they're not the be-all. They don't solve every problem in the world. So if we're looking at a herb like ashwagandha, we're looking at settling anxiety and settling that feeling that really it's all getting too much for you. That's not going to change the stress, but it's going to mean you'll cope with it better. And by doing that, you will tend to be more relaxed when it comes time to sleep, and we've talked about that. So you will sleep better. Therefore, it will help your memory, it will help your recall, it will help your mood, and it's just one way of just adding a little bit of balance. So the herbal medicine is designed to restore to as normal as possible what you have. It doesn't alter magically. And when we talk ashwagandha, we're not talking about a single nutrient. We're talking about there are clinically proven extracts with a number of actives in it, which all work together synergistically to give the outcome. And Alan from Ipswich wants to know, should I see my GP before taking it? Alan, if you take medications, it's worth running that past your pharmacist or your naturopath or your doctor. And you can always go to the houseofwellness.com.au, ask tab, tell me the medications you're taking, and I'll certainly check it very carefully for you.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Ashwagandha 8000 Stress and Energy One a Day, a convenient high-strength one-a-day formulation to support energy levels and coping with environmental stress. Let's get to a call. David in Cronulla, good morning.
Hello, David.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Look, I've been having nerve pain for the past 8 years due to a massive accident that I had.
Yes.
Now, I've been on a drug for the past 8 or 9 years.
Yes.
I keep falling over, but I'm coming down off this particular drug.
Okay. So is it Lyrica? David, is it Lyrica that you're taking?
Yes, you're spot Lyrica. On.
Okay.
Yes,
I am. Okay, so you're reducing the dose and you're finding the pain begins to be overwhelming again. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Like yesterday, I had a massive fall yesterday and I just bloody nearly sending me crazy.
That doesn't
but
help.
I'm 150, okay. But I'm gone down to 75.
Okay.
Now, this new doctor wants me to go down to 25. But
David, that's all and well, but in the meantime, we've got to control your pain. So I have two suggestions. There is a nutrient called lipoic acid that you can get from your pharmacy or health food store. You need 400 to 600 milligram twice a day after food. And if you support that with turmeric as well, the two will work together to give you a far better relief of your nerve pain in combination with that pregabalin or Lyrica, okay? But don't drop the Lyrica straight away because the pain will come back and knock you over and your quality of life will suffer. If they want to drive you down to the lower doses, admirable, but there's no point doing that if the pain is overwhelming.
Yeah. Thanks for your call there, David. Karen in Griffin, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I'm just ringing about restless legs. It's for my husband, but obviously it's for me because we can't usually sleep in the same bed.
Well, look, it's often it's always the husband's fault, Karen. But look, there are two things you need for restless legs. One is iron and one is folic acid. So please, today, get some iron. And I've mentioned before the pastille form, the gummy form, because that just increases your level of iron in his bloodstream. And folic acid, 5 milligram, not 0.5, 5 milligram. Do that for 8 weeks. And please drop me an email to thehouseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and get your feedback on whether you feel his restless legs, which are annoying you, has been settling.
And interesting, I've read a very fascinating study and it looked at the links between vitamin D deficiency and restless legs. So it's worthwhile when you get your blood test done next time, have a look at your vitamin D levels, compare it to your other blood tests, see if it's been falling. It's very easy to supplement. I think most people need to, but it's hard to actually get the vitamin D into the diet. Egg yolks is one of them. But again, it's worthwhile kind of just navigating, being that detective when it comes to what's the cause.
And it's lovely of you to call on behalf of your husband, Karen, and on behalf of your sleep.
And also on behalf of so many women who get no sleep.
That's right.
Exactly.
As always, thanks to our callers. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au to that Ask tab if you have questions for your health. Gerald's there diligently answering those. And we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When your body needs extra mental support, reach for Go Healthy Go Ashwagandha 8000 plus stress and energy one a day at Chemist Warehouse. It contains ashwagandha, which is traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to support memory and mental recall, and vitamin B5 to support energy production and help the body cope with environmental stress. Go Healthy Go Ashwagandha is $40.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always Please read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Go Ashwagandha for $40.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thanks for spending the last hour with us on the House of Wellness. Gerald, there is just one question there from Margaret in Toorak about cold sores, which I feel that there's a lot around at the moment.
For all sorts of reasons, Joe. Margaret, go and get today some lysine, L-Y-S-I-N-E. You can buy them in 600 milligram capsules. Take one twice a day. Some vitamin D capsules, two per day, and avoid peanuts and avoid chocolate. That's the sad side, because that actually propagates the whole cold sore virus.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad to hear.
That's all those little histamines in there. Oh, no.
Sorry to hear that for you, Margaret, but that's a great tip. Hey, House of Wellness TV is back today, midday on Channel 7. A fantastic show yet again. We're interviewing Emma Murray, who is a mindfulness and peak performance coach and one of my heroes, I must tell you. She talks about the fear of other people's opinions and how that holds
us back. That old chestnut.
Oh, my God, Zoe, why do we still have it in our heads?
Well, someone says to me, the great saying, what other people think of me is none of my business.
Oh, I like that. Well, sometimes it's hard to remember that. So, Zoe, it's always lovely to see you.
Thank you, guys. Have a fabulous weekend, everyone.
Thank you. Good on you, Joe. Well,
Gerald,
done.
Great to see you as always. Always as well, and as we always say, head along to houseofwellness.com.au to catch up on any of this news or information. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week.